whose door did she shut and why did she shut it? She came into the outer office.
And she was at her desk.
And walked over to Julie's desk. To the door. And closed the door so that you two would be separate from her.
Right, so she wouldn't have to listen to me bad-mouthing God. But that's the thing, is I think she didn't once offer to, you know...
Because she's a phony. I'm sorry, I take offense to her.
And
I would rather be, yeah, I'm just like Jesus in the respect that I'd rather you be hot or cold. At least I could do something with you. You're just lukewarm. Your putrid taste to me. I want to vomit you.
You know, and then she posts that thing on Facebook about, well, you know, God will see me through. And even though we have these, these trials in my life, I know that, you know, God will provide. And I'm like, really? Really, God will provide?
You've always believed that when it concerned children.
I did.
Yeah, and the result was there.
And I don't anymore because God's failed me.
No, he didn't fail you. You believed it. And he provided. Every time you had a child, he provided for one more mouth to feed.
I believed that God would vindicate me in my I was right and those people were wrong. And in the movies, the truth, good always wins at the end of the 2-hour movie.
Yeah.
Why did my movie end that way? And at the end of the book, the good always win. The book doesn't change.
It ain't over yet. So no 2-hour movie, baby.
But I didn't win. How am I supposed to have faith when it's been... Okay, so...
It's been 4 years.
Yes. And then all of a sudden, yeah, you provided for my child up until he was 18. Okay. And all of a sudden now, when I'm really going, I'm thinking, God will work this out.
It's been 36 years for me.
It hasn't worked out.
No, it was more than that. It was 36 years.
How am I supposed to
tell?
I held
a grudge against Tim Marks.
Yes, I remember.
Uh-huh. 36 years.
You held a grudge. That's sick for 36 years.
I was right.
36 years and you had to wait to be vindicated? You didn't get vindicated, though.
Yes, I did. I felt vindicated when I was done. Thirty-six fucking years.
To address this man and go, you...
Fucked me.
Yeah.
You lied about me, and then my own siblings lied about me.
And then your mother apologized, but did it mean anything to you?
Yeah, it did. It meant a whole lot to me.
That your mother apologized?
Yeah.
Did you feel the sincerity? Because I didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, maybe I you know your mother better than I do, because I did not feel sincerity. I just felt like she was pacifying you, going, okay, honey, I'm sorry. Get over it, and get over it quick.
Well, you said you're sorry, so I can get over it quick.
See, and I can't. That's 36 years. Did God do that?
You know, I saved up a shitload of BBs so I could go down to the creek with David Pettit down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And halfway down there, somewhere along the line, I lost all but one pack of BBs. And that pack that I had left over was leftover. It was half a pack. Mm-hmm. And I asked God to help me find it. And I went back looking for them. You think he helped me find them?
So the point of the story is what?
I lost my faith that day.
Over some BBs.
Yep, because it didn't mean anything to him.
Exactly, why should it?
Why shouldn't it?
It's God.
Why shouldn't it?
You were just acting like a brat.
No, I reached out in faith and asked him to help me find him, and he didn't. Why do you think I've had this struggle in my life all these years with God and belief and...